Now for a vintage vignette, brought to you by Cortez Island Museum and Archives and Cortez Community Radio.
Larry Borland, a resident of Cortez Island during the 50s, has some tips for how to stay connected to friends while living on a small, remote island.
Before phones, we went to Manson's Landing store and used the two-way radio. That was mostly for emergencies. The Radio Lazo station broadcast the arrival times of the freight and mail. And then, of course, our family got the main line and the grapevine, our island party line. I don't remember the ring numbers, but as soon as you made a bit of a ring, you got most everyone on the island on the line, regardless of who you rang up. When I was over in Powell River and got a job working in the paper mill, I phoned my wife, Edna, and told her I got a job driving bus and was going to be wearing a great uniform. Wouldn't you know, but when I was back on island at Cortez Days, everyone was stopping to ask me about the bus and wanted to see what my uniform looked like. The trick to knowing how many people were on the line was to determine how faint the voice of the party you were talking to became. Before the grapevine, the simplest way of passing on information or making plans with friends was through word of mouth, sending messages along with other friends or family. The best way to get a hold of someone was to drop by for a visit. You might go see a friend to celebrate a birthday or something. After you'd had a good visit at that house, you and the friend would then head off together to another mutual friend's place for a visit there. And so it would go, with the party getting bigger and bigger with each new house visited. The last family on the visiting list found themselves hosting quite the bunch. All seemed to be taken in good fun. The last family on the visiting list was rotated, allowing fair opportunity for all to host the full rowdy crowd. Community events were also a good way to pass on information and for planning other events. Elmer Ellingson ran the projector at Friday Night Movies. Saturday Night Dances brought people from Vancouver Island, Powell River, and other coastal communities. These dances were among the other ways we used to get messages sent off-island.
This vintage vignette was brought to you by Cortez Community Radio and by Cortez Island Museum and Archives. If you'd like to sponsor a vintage vignette, please contact the radio at cortezradio@gmail.com or the museum at 250-935-6340.